Specifically, we'll talk about water prices, tariffs and subsidies, incentives, fees and fee structure, water markets, and taxes. Water prices, tariffs, and subsidies. One of the principles of IWRM is full supply cost recovery of water uses. So water pricing should recover the full cost, but considering local conditions, sometimes there's a need for subsidies in water uses. Tariff or fee instruments in water sectors ensure that users receive the right price and motivate them for water conservation. In irrigation, for example, the pricing may be used to encourage a shift from water-intensive crops to less water-consuming crops. This way, the fee structure is progressive in nature in that it imposes a progressively higher unit price on high-volume users. Fees for wastewater discharge. Water quality is equally important for water resources management. Economic instruments, such as the polluter pays principle, help to reduce or control pollution. These instruments are set to reflect the cost of environmental externalities. They also reflect those associated with treating polluted wastewater or restoration of impacted receiving water body. Water markets. When controlling an imperfect market, it's important to have an appropriate regulatory and institutional framework. The objective of water markets is to improve the efficiency of water resources allocation and to ensure that water is used for higher value purposes. Taxes. Product charges or taxes instruments are designed to control environmentally damaging products and affect users' behavior. This is more effective when the users have alternative production or waste disposal choices, which are less environmentally harmful.